various organizations. And basic these ideas are to be brought up and created in the minds so that the Muslim Ummah comes up, wakes out of his dream, out of his sleep. And again Muslim Ummah starts its journey toward the great goal of the dominance, global dominance of Islam and the global unity of Muslim Ummah. So for this work, we are concentrating on five things. And Minhaj al-Quran is concentrating on five things. Restoration of the link with Allah. There is revival of ta'alluq billah. Revival of ta'alluq billah. How our spiritual link with Almighty Allah and our Lord is restored, so that a man may become a true man, a true devotee and true servant of Almighty God. The second main point on which we want to make the stress is the revival of ta'alluq bil Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How our link, spiritual link with Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as ummah is restored and revived. It's revival. How our link with our Lord Allah is revived and restored at our individual level. Individual level. And how our link is restored with Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, link of love and respect, and link of obedience and submission, and link of helping his deen. Link of Hubbur Rasul, link of Adab Rasul, link of Itaat Rasul, link of Ittiba'i Rasul, and link of Nusrat Rasul. How this link is restored so that the Muslim Ummah may become again the living Ummah of the time. The third is the restoration of link with Quran. Revival of ta'alluq bil Quran. We are cut off from Holy Quran. We just see it. We just make ziyarah. We just put Holy Quran in the cover. We give to our daughter at the time of marriage in the dowry. And then we read Holy Quran after the death as khatam. So our link is khatam as well. So the real living link and relationship with Holy Quran is to be restored, so that we may get the living guidance from Holy Quran. So this is the revival of the link with Holy Quran. For this, the halaqat of Dars-e Quran are to be established. The sittings and circles of Dars-e Quran are to be established. The fourth thing is the revival of Muslim unity, as I have discussed already. Ittihad Ummat, revival of Muslim unity. And the fifth is the revival of Islamic revolution. Islamic revolution at social level, at spiritual level, at mental and intellectual level, at cultural level, at economic level, at national level, at global level. For the restoration of the pre-political predominance of Islam at global level. These are the main basic objectives. Alhamdulillah, then there are details, and if anybody wants, he can get it through literature, through video cassettes, through audio cassettes. One or two new things which we have, alhamdulillah, introduced is the method of the promotion of Islamic teachings through video and audio cassettes. By grace of Almighty Allah, about 3,000 to 4,000 topics. My talks and my lectures on 3,000 to 4,000 topics of Islam have been preserved in the form of video and audio cassettes. And it has become a very great compendium and encyclopedia, or you can say very great library. For example, about 700 cassettes on Seerah of Holy Prophet, hundreds of the cassettes on Dars of Quran and Dars of Hadith, and various legal aspects, and political Islamic aspects, and social Islamic aspects, and modern aspects, and spiritual aspects, each and every aspect has been covered. So these are spread over all over the world in Urdu language, in English language, and some of them in Arabic. And same is the case of literature, Urdu, Arabic and English, and some other languages. It is being translated now in some other languages also. For example, Scandinavian language, the French language, the German language. The work in translation of into these languages have been started, and some of the books have been translated already. So this is one of the unique aspects that through audio-visual system, a great task of Islamic propagation and teaching is being taken. The people can get, go to their homes, house, sitting there, instead of watching the wrong films and wrong video cassettes, they can watch and get the teachings of Islam sitting in their homes, for their children, for themselves. And we have established, alhamdulillah, a great international Islamic university of Mihajul Quran at Lahore. Its degree has been recognized not only by the government of Pakistan, but it has been declared to be equivalent with the degree of Jamia al-Azhar in Egypt. This is one of the greatest achievements in the history of Pakistan. History of Pakistan. Within 1 year, only one badge has graduated. And Jamia al-Azhar has recognized this degree and declared its degree as equivalent to its own. And now, alhamdulillah, its message is being promoted to all over the world. And then we are establishing under our educational program one model school which would ultimately become a college at every center, quarter of the district. I used to say to Pakistani people, that Sir Sayyid gave one Aligarh to Indian Muslims. And I hope if Almighty Allah may give me and give us His divine pleasure and divine mercy, by His grace and by His mercy, inshallah, I like and hope to give at least 100 Aligarh to Muslims. Inshallah. And now we are planning for educational revolution. And we have just started the project of establishing 10,000 math education centers. 10,000 math education centers, MECs, in rural areas, to uplift the literacy rate and to bring up the educational and intellectual revolution for Muslim Ummah. And on the same way, we are carrying on the work for the whole world. Various Islamic centers of Minhajul Quran are being established in various parts of the world. And the same system of education is being provided there. And then further Dawa centers are being established. So it is a lot of work being conducted on global level. It is not my own work. It is the work of whole Muslim Ummah. It is the work of Allah and work of His Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. And the work of the whole Ummah. And all of us are equally responsible to carry on this work. Not myself, but each and every Muslim individual and member of Muslim community is responsible to carry on this work. لِيُزْهِرَوْا وَلَدِّينِ كُلِّ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. So, in the end of my talk and my brief utterance, I would like to give you a formal, it is my moral duty, to give you formal invitation to join this great Islamic army of Mustafavi revolution, to bring up Islamic revolution in the whole Islamic world at collective level, individual level, intellectual, educational, cultural and spiritual level. So I would like to give you invitation to join hands with this great global mission. You will be finding the membership forms, I think, in the hands of some of the brothers. Do you have here?
Yes.
There are the forms. You can place it before each and every brother on the table. بیٹے ہر ایک کے سامنے ٹیبل پہ رکھ دیں دے دیں. سو یو کین گیٹ فردر ڈیٹیل آف دی منہاج القرآن انٹرنیشنل اسلامک موومنٹ فرام دی بردرز ورکنگ ہیئر, فرام بردر محمد علی دین, فرام بردر دیز نعیم مشتاق اینڈ غلام سرور اینڈ آل آف دی پیپل سٹنگ ہیئر. دے کین گیو یو آور بردر ناصر. سو دیز دی پیپل وڈ بی گیون ٹو you further information, and I hope inshallah you will just start this work of global unity of Muslim Ummah here for the revival and for renaissance of Islam. Almighty Allah may bless us with His divine mercy. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.